From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. We're still months away from Atlantic hurricane season 2019. And whenever we need information about major storms, we turn to the National Hurricane Center. The center is under the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA for short. And that's one of the federal agencies impacted by the partial government shutdown. To help give us a sense of how that might affect hurricane forecasting and research, we're talking with reporter Jenny Stiletovich. She covers environmental issues for the Miami Herald. Jenny, we're in week three of the shutdown. What is still functioning and what is closed?
So within NOAA, there are many, many different divisions. Some of those are completely shuttered, so there's no research going on in things like coral, some ocean drifter experiments, some field experiments that were set to launch. I was told that ships that are out at sea already doing investigations and field work were allowed to continue. Some have been called back, and some that were set to go are stuck, are not moving forward. And the fear is that that research, if it's not done now, the information that the scientists would gather would be lost forever.
Atlantic hurricane season begins on June 1st. So what is the work that's done now off season, and why is it so important?
Well, during the off season is the time of year when the hurricane researchers and the hurricane research division do all their work to improve models for the coming season. In the last few years, the Hurricane Center has made a lot of progress in shrinking the cone of uncertainty, that cone we're all familiar with, that shows where possible impacts from a storm might land. That work happens during the off season. During the season, they're all too busy tracking storms.
Now, most of the people who work at the National Hurricane Center in Miami are working through the shutdown. Am I right?
That's correct. They're considered essential workers, so they're basically working without pay.
But when other agencies shut down, like the U.S. Geological Survey, the National Ocean Service, FEMA, how does that affect data gathering?
A lot of the work that the Hurricane Center does, for example, relies on foundational work from other agencies. So the Hurricane Research Division in NOAA is not part of the National Hurricane Center. So the work that they're doing that the hurricane specialists use is unavailable. Another example is the University of Miami, Ben Kurtman, who's an atmospheric scientist there, and puts together a more long-range climate prediction. He relies on work from NOAA. He issues those forecasts weekly and monthly. He was able to put out a weekly forecast, but he says if the shutdown continues, the next one will be unavailable. That work is used to forecast more extreme events like heavy rainfall, sort of coming climate issues that don't go into daily forecasts, but are used to forecast longer range kind of events.
At the start of our talk, you mentioned coral. Other than hurricane modeling, what other vital work might be affected by a prolonged governmental shutdown?
There's studies of fisheries. For example, the National Marine Fisheries Service looks at economic impacts from fisheries, from fishing for a season. Fishing seasons open and close. There's some fish where you can't fish all year long. If those agencies aren't able to do their work, maybe openings might be delayed. I'm not positive about that. But also the studies they do that look at economic impacts and also environmental impacts could be delayed. And that work, stacks up. So once researchers get back to work, it's not like that work's not sitting on their desk. It just means they have less time to get it done.
We've been talking with Jenny Stiletovich. She covers environmental issues for the Miami Herald. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.